Heavy rain has soaked many areas in California this winter, but the precipitation hasn't alleviated the state's long-term drought. Many districts still have federally mandated water cutbacks, so they've raised rates and are trying to create incentives for better water conservation. Reporter Jennifer Bauman visited one water district in Southern California to check out a billing system that encourages people to use less water and penalizes them for wasting it.
This is getting to be a bit much.
Irvine homeowner Peter Bretzger is, like most of us, paying his water bill without much question. Then one month, he got a big shock, a bill that suddenly more than doubled. The Irvine Ranch Water District charged Bretzger 8 times more than his base rate for the portion of his water use labeled wasteful.
I mean, you can see it in the bill you guys send us, which is really good. It's scary.
So Bretzger was motivated to get some free help.
I'm with the conservation department, so I'll be conducting the audit. And
okay. Water conservation analyst Natalie Pavlovsky is examining Bretzger's upscale home to check for any potential leaks. The first stop is the toilet in the downstairs bathroom, where she drops a blue dye tablet into the holding tank.
If there's any leaks, this water will leak into the bowl, and that water will turn blue.
Turns out two of Bretzger's 3 toilets have minor leaks, but that's not enough to explain the recent wasteful water use. So the next stop is the timer for the outdoor sprinklers.
So 7 minutes for the first station, 10 minutes for the second station, it's all very high.
During the drought of the early 90s, the Irvine Ranch Water District abandoned one-size-fits-all, flat-rate pricing and started using a system based not just on how much water you use, but on how much you ought to use. Conservation manager Fiona Sanchez describes it as allocation-based billing designed to discourage waste.
And what it does is it rewards conservation with very low rates, but if you use more than your allocation, then you will get a very strong financial signal to tell you that you need to conserve.
Each customer's water allocation is based on the number of residents, lot size, and climate. Users who exceed their customized allocation face 3 levels of penalty charges for inefficient, excessive, or wasteful water use. A wasteful water user will see their base rate jump from just over $1 to more than $9 per 100 cubic feet.
We're shocking bills, but the good news is that when they call in, when they get the shock, we're able to really help them.
Great. Okay, so we found a few more things.
Pavlovsky conducts 2 or 3 residential audits a day.
Yes. And then I'll leave you with this packet. It's our conservation information. There's a key to type sprinklers.
Since the system's been in place, personal water consumption in the district has been reduced by 40% and landscaping water use by 60%. Drew Beckwith, water policy analyst with Western Resource Advocates, says these kinds of penalties are a powerful tool for water districts to push people to conserve.
From our perspective, that's certainly one of the number one things that they should be looking at.
Despite higher startup cost, allocation-based billing systems are expanding throughout the West and even gaining favor in some drought-parched states in the Southeast. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Bauman.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.